So we're holding in Tovus Levavos, Avos Hashem, Perek Zion, and the Tovus Levavos, this is the end of the whole Sefer, and the end of Shar Avos Hashem, which to him is the pinnacle of Avodah. So what are the anhogas of an Oyev Hashem? How do we describe the activities and the actions and the conduct of a real Ohev Hashem? He says there are many. Anhogay shel Oyev Hashem are rabbis. There are many, many. He says we can't even count them. I'm just going to, he says, in the maske mehen rak eseyle ha'oylois b'daitikeis. He says I'm just going to mention those that just seem to come to mind right now. But these are just a select few out of many. Oyev Hashem, number one, they know the Rabbeinu Shlomo. They live with a very, very clear sense that there is a Rabbeinu Shlom. They think about him all the time. Mevinim es mashu darish mehem. Oyev Hashem know very clearly what Hashem wants of them, demands of them. When they daven Shmoneh Esrei, as we always say, they're not giving Hashem a shopping list. Hashem, this is what I want of you. Davening is not making demands of Hashem. It could be that sometimes, but the main thing is they're demanding. They're trying to know, Hashem, please tell me what you want from me today. Hashem, tell me what you want, and I ask you to help me do that. So if Yitzchak v'yeta Yitzchak noichach ishtoi, if Yitzchak and Rivka were davening, Meredith making demands v'yeta, really they weren't making demands of their bunch. They're making demands of themselves. He said, a bunch of one, no, tell me what it is, tell me what I need to do to be with your Ratzon. People create to have children. So Vice says, we're not ready yet to have the children. So Hashem, not demanding of ourselves, give us children. We're demanding, Hashem, tell us what we have to do to be worthy of children, that to be the people that you want to be parents. This is what Oyev Hashem. And Oyev Hashem knows what Hashem wants from him or her. And he knows that it's Hashem who's manig and mechalkel, those who are Ben Shalom. If he gets into his car, he says, thank you Hashem for the ride. If someone would give us a lift, he says, thank you for the lift. Thank you for going out of your way. You went special to my house. We give you a shekoy to somebody. So he thanks the fellow every time he goes into his car and says, I don't take this car for granted. It's a little older. It's 2 years old, this car already. You know, it's time for a new lease. That's not his first machshava. He gets in the car, he says, Ben Shalom, thank you for a car with four wheels that drives. I have, and I can go wherever I want. A grace and don, Rabbeinu Shlom. I know it's all from you. It's not like I got this car 2 years ago, and I thanked you then. I made it. You don't make a shech yonah on a lease. I even thank Hashem for the lease. The Oyev Hashem knows that everything is in yonah ruchniyim and gashmiyim and the kalkola and the anhoge is Rabbeinu Shlom. And Hashem is shoylait and kaveya everything ruchniyim gashmiyim. And the Oyev Hashem knows that if he's stuck in traffic, he doesn't lean on the horn because this guy in front of me is at fault, that he's up, this doesn't drive. Them is sugar, the faster. Will you please go? Why are you going at 35 miles an hour in the 45-mile zone and you're leaning on the horn and you're honking and you're trying to swerve around him? The reason the slowpoke old lady, 79 years old, is in front of you over here, it looks like she's half dead and she's driving by the car. She doesn't know how to go. She can't accelerate. Hashem, put that little old lady in front of you. Teach your patience. Hashem, put her there. Whatever, you don't have to teach your patience. Look at it that way. But it's a 45 mile an hour lane. She's going 35 and I'm late. I'm late for the Chovas Levavos here. I would be late for something else. I wouldn't care. But be late for the Chovas Levavos here, that's irreplaceable. Vaisnais the shear from the lady, 35 miles an hour. That shear is a more important shear for you. Chovas Levavos is part of your ego. It's only adding to your ego. You can tell everybody you're a big Bal Musar. Not only am I a big tzaddik, I learned Daf Yomi, I also learned Chovas Levavos. It's good for Shaduchim. Yes, indeed. No, Hashem said, we have a real lesson here on the road. Control your road rage. But Hashem put you behind a little old lady. What are you going to do now? What are you saying under your breath? What kind of nice things are you saying? What kind of language are you using under your breath? First of all, Hashem L'shoinus. This is a much better shear than Chovas Levavos. Much better shear. Your daily traffic jam. It's good for you. I like that. So it's good to commute to Manhattan every day. You shouldn't take the bus. take the car. You'll learn more about patience and about road rage. So the person is Ayav Hashem, knows Hashem is speaking to him or her every minute of the day. Hashem's in charge. They believe that kol yaneim utnuaseim, every motion is misnam apigzeres haboyet baruch hu. And 1 second I feel good, then I have a little pain in my head, then it goes away, a little pain over here, it goes away, then I have an itch, it goes away, it's in, it's out, my foot hurts me for a second, then it goes away, I have a little sciatica, and it's on, it's off, my voice is good, my voice is bad, I'm sneezing, I'm not sneezing. Every single claim the kai, why am I rubbing my eye right now? It must be a reason for the Rabbi to send me an itch. Everything's from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Maybe if I don't know, I can think about it a little bit more, maybe it's to remind me what a miracle it is that my eyes blink all the time. You know, if my eyes wouldn't keep on blinking, they wouldn't be lubricated. Because my eyes are open all the time, they dry out from the atmosphere. So the fact that I'm constantly blinking and I'm bringing down fluids into my eye and keeping it lubricated is good for me. So every time I have to itch a little bit to remind myself what happens if it gets a little dry maybe, or some dust gets into my eye. And Hashem has a system whereby we have windshield wipers or my eyelids. So if I have this itch, it's from the Rabbi Nishlal. Every itch, every phone call from the Rabbi Nishlal. So someone was complaining last night, oh, they wish they'd get rid of the cell phone, drives them crazy if I get rid of the cell phone. I said, it's such a machlis cell phone. I said, yes, when you're suffering like you from a cell phone, you have cellulitis. That's your problem. Get rid of it. You're right. But we're running empty all the time. But now, Hashem says, you want to have this phone, I'm going to bring it all the time, be another test for you. So, the MS is, says the Chazal, this is one of the most classic lines of Chazal of others. When a person is Ayav Hashem and has a sense of awareness of Hashem is in front of me every second, Hashem is watching me and everything has happened this second, it hurts me. Why is there me this second? Everything's from the Rabbi Nishlailam. So they know one thing, that mitoichkach einei madifim limotzei b'matzav acher mizeh shem etzayim boi. Veim soimchim ala boirish uboichalem as ha-matzav achi toiv. When I live with this absolute surety, this certainty, that everything in my life, every second, every situation is from the Rabbi Nishlal, I say, you know, I'm very happy. How could I choose better? Who knows better what's good for me? Me or Hashem? So if I'm in pain right now, it must be that Hashem holds that's the best thing for me now. I don't know why. Maybe it's a challenge. I don't have to think too hard. Sometimes I should think. Avad, the one that I have to think. If I have a pain, maybe I can see a midah connected midah. Yifashish or myself, it's true. But even if not such a chacham, my brain can't, right now, I can't think about it too much. I know one thing, it can't be better. It doesn't get better than this. It doesn't get better than this, so you're in the hospital in traction with an oxygen mask over your face, and you have to say, it can't get better than this. Hashem put me here. I know everything's from the Rabbi Nishlal. Yes, there's my daughter's chasana. And it was the happiest day of my life. It was even paid for. And I was very happy. I knew that's from Hashem. So today I'm over here. Same God. He hasn't changed. I don't know. I don't think he disappeared after the chasana. But I was very happy with him yesterday. It was gewaltig yesterday. And today, I'm here. And here I'm attraction in the hospital. Same God. Must be the best place for me today. Just, I was sure definitely the best place for me yesterday was under the chuppah. That was for sure. I can't even say, boy, I wish I'd be back to the chuppah, boy, if only we could turn time back, the time back, only turn. We say, Hashem, turn the clock back. Chadei shemeinu kekedem, renew us kekedem, that's ruchnius. Ruchnius was saying, chadei shemeinu kekedem, I should be like when I was fresh and young and innocent and pure. I've lost my innocence, I've lost my purity. Oh, the worst thing to lose my purity. People think, oh, I lost $1 million, I was rich, I lost my health even, it's very bad. Lose your money is very bad too. Lose your house is very bad. But the worst thing to lose is our innocence. When I was young and innocent, I was close to the Rabbi Shalom. And I was saying, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha from Hashuva. We don't say, Chad Hashem Elecha, Hashem, I want to get back to you. When I was younger, I felt a little closer to you maybe, in my pure innocent way. I davened with maybe a tzmimus. Now my head is so tzitzumult and the cell phone's not clinging all day. And this bar problem and that problem, I feel so far away from the Rabbi Nishlom. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. When Hashuv, you just give me, Hashem, come on, just give me a little signal. Please draw me back, give me a schlep. Chadish, Amen, Kekedem, the old days of our innocent love for Yerub Hashem. But as far as my physical and financial matzav, and every other matzav, I know it's from Yerub Hashem, and I couldn't want better. How could it be better? This is the best thing for me today. That's Oyev Hashem. This is matzav is achi toiv v'achi nochem. Today's matzav is the best and the most perfect for me. Best and perfect. And when the Oyev Hashem understands that, so how do you come to this madrega? So he says it's not easy. He says the only way you can come to madrega that you love Hashem and you love exactly where Hashem puts you, even if you're in the pits right now, even if you're in the World Trade Center on the 101st floor where it's burning underneath you, couldn't be a worse matzav. You have to say, no, it's the best matzav. How can you be there? It's only one way, says the Chazal of Ovis. This is very hard. This is the whole part of the whole Sefer. If we can do this, we're fine. But the whole Sefer hinges on the next line, which is, a person has to be boicher, a person has to make a choice in life. What do I want? Do I want to serve Hashem? Is that my ultimate pleasure and bliss? Or do I want tanugim gashmiyim, tanuge ilum hazeh? The only way to say I love Hashem is I'm shoylel es bechiras tanugim gashmiyim. I have to uproot for myself, I have to throw out the window my desire for physical pleasures and comforts and luxuries. I have to make an active effort to stay away from them. And even though I can afford to get better, and I can afford something better, I can afford better food and better furniture, it's time for a new interior decorating, I'm not going to do it. I can afford better, I am not going to do it. It's very geschmack, I'm not going to do it. It's very geschmack, that new Greg Front, the new David Kingsley ensemble on sale for Chasanim. So if you poor Chasanim, your father ran around collecting for you, we're running a big sale, David Kingsley says in the back of the books, that instead of $19,000 for a new bedroom set and living room set, we're giving away Chatzi Chinam this week for $15,000 for new, special for new Chasanim, only for new Chasanim. So, sorry, you're saying that's only for new Chasanim, his father's collected for them around the whole world. So if you look at the paper and you get a little tip, like, that's geschmo, that's pretty. That loveless furniture, is there Shane, I like it. Very elegant. I could see myself sitting in that chair. So when we're shaylel that this is garnished and dvorim b'teilim and it's only distractions, and whatever Hashem sends me is good, dahainu shelibam umatzpunam, the hearts on the surface and inside, the real deep inside the core of our conscious, yisav ve'elav yishtaykik liyas v'ratna l'fond. If my desire in life is one thing, I want Hashem to love me. I want to be on first name basis with Hashem. My yisod life, Hashem, the biggest geschmack by me is I'm with the Hashem type. So if you've ever been by somebody you love to say in the presence, there's few people you like to really be with. Some people you really enjoy being with them. When you're with them, you're so excited to be with them, mama, you can sit for hours with them. And it's so geschmack if I bring with this person. And they're so intelligent, and so geschmack, and you know they love you, you love them. And it's so nice to be with them. You can sit for hours, as like geschmack. That's if you want to be with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What is any better? I'm sitting at the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's me. What's wrong with this table? He says, I saw you should have to put a tablecloth on it. And it'll look nice for Shabbos. I have to have a fancy $8,000 carved mahogany table. We'll take one of these. The shul sells you cheap. And take another one for two. And you turn it around. And okay, maybe the plastic chairs are a little too rickety. We'll let you have a little, maybe the better folding chairs. And for $20 you get a couple of folding chairs around the table. Nice, decent. You don't want it to look like a total wreck. And you'll sit around, put a nice tablecloth on it. The Chavit Shabbos Kodesh, Nias are fine. But the main thing, I'm thinking about a table, is my friend, Shalom Aleichem, the table. Oh, it's a Zoy Gishmak table. Mr. Mahogany table, it's a Zoy Gishmak to sit with you, because you cost $8,000. It gives me such pleasure, a Zoy Gishmak to sit with Mr. Mahogany table. A Zoy Gishmak, that's the Gishmak in Lebanon, to sit with the table. To sit this with the Rebbeinu Shlom. So if you're Zoyche, Talmud Chochem, oi, I can speak and learning with him. Oh, you're Zoyche Shmak. I know it's Tzaddik. Oh, you're speaking to him with Avoidah Hashem, and I hear from him Avoidah and Torah and Yira. I see from his face the Shtal, the Licht. Ah! I see with the Talmud Chacham read in the land. Sometimes, you know, there's some fringe benefits. Talmud Chacham comes in to collect, and he sits me down, and he forces me to speak and learning. Ah, a fagin niggin. Ah, mezitzvah Talmud. I can sit with the whole day. a pleasure, a Talmud Chacham comes to collect. It's like a gift from the Rebbeinu. So last week I was very busy, a Talmud Chacham comes to write, and he forces me to sit down. He wants to discuss the sugya of Eidechanem, Yisurim, Eidechanem, the Eidus, and what's the difference, this Eidus, and that is, and that. And he flies through Shas with me, and getting the Toysus, and getting the Toysus there, and Shav Shmaitzis, and Toysus. A Faganig, you can sit with him hours. Imagine a big Rosh Yeshiva comes to your house, you want to sit with him, ah, Machaya. That's how we should want to sit with the Rebbe Yishlom. We don't have to look so far. It's a wonderful Rebbe Yishlom. But that's only a proverb. The Rebbe Yishlom is going to give you a little taste of what it means to sit with a licht. And you sit with a tzaddik, you sit with a heiliger Rebbe, you sit with David Hashem. This Pashto, you don't have to sit with a Rebbe Dav. You sit with a Yid who's a chosid from a Rebbe, who's a fabrenta chosid, and gives you over Avodas Hashem and your Shemayim and Geshmak with the Varmkeit, with the Lichtigkeit. Ah! So you don't want to leave. That's what you should want to leave the Rebbe Yishlom. So the Chavzah was, what do you need Tanugim al-Hazer? You know, everybody wants to have a good, everyone wants Tanugim, but you want to get the best time. You're wasting your time, you're an idiot. You're throwing out the tables, gives you your time, this mahogany table. You know how much you had to work in your office late at night? So I passed by someone's office the other day. Someone has an office not far from here in some office park, and I happened to be passing by over there. I see his lights on 10 o'clock at night. I was going to go and knock, I was in a rush to get someplace else to be in square with some good Jews. But I saw that, I just wanted to knock on the door and say, what are you doing here at 10 o'clock at night still working over here on your papers over here? You have no time to come to, I called you to come to a shir, I told you to tell your wife to come to a shir, but she can't because you can't come to the babysit. You're sitting busy here with papers and papers and money and money and more money. This is a zoyge schmack. The zoyge schmack is staying in your office over here. If you would have a geschmack in the Rebbeinu Shlom, then Hashem wouldn't make you stay in the office so late. You talk about a geschmack. It's very geschmack. Business is good. Business is good today, this particular business. It's rolling in the money. It's very good. Certain sectors are good. But this guy's making a lot of money, hand over fist. But you know, you could cut it down a little bit. If you'd love spending time by a shir more, and you'd love staying in shul more, you wouldn't have to run out in the middle of davening because you have to run back to your office. Where are you? Turn around. I see you're not here anymore. And come, you're here for Kiddush Torah. You're out of here. Where'd you vanish? You have to go back to your office. You got a lot of business. But you have to develop a geschmack in the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have to develop a geschmack in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hashem would say, fine. Hashem says, no, come on, Paul, I love you too. You love me? I love you. I don't want you to go to your office. You love staying here in shul. You like the Drezachum, the shul. You like the Drezachum in the holy place in front of the Kaddish. Because on day, you love me, I love you. Panasa, don't worry. Take it easy, don't worry. You got to work a couple hours a day, 2 hours a day. 1 hour a day is also good. You call in the office. So I have a chaver, I have chaverim who they decide they love learning with their Rebbeinu Shlom, and they have big businesses, and they weren't always rich, they were very poor, they had big business, no problem, they just hired another fellow to run the business for them, they own the business, and they said, learn all day, they really do. They have to pay the other guy $100,000, so they're making $100,000 less a year. So instead of making a couple hundred, 400,000, this guy's only making 300, because they pay his manager 100. So what? Sit out the right by him. You like to sit and learn? I'll let you sit and learn. I love you. I love it also. Oyim Hashem is Shari Tzion. Become Mishkanis Yankov. Hashem loves Shari Matzion of Halacha. Hashem loves the people who sit and learn. He wants them. Good, fine. I'll send you a good person to run your business. Whatever you need. What do you want? What do you need to stay here all day? Someone to run your business. I'll send you something. Not everyone can find it. A lot of people say, I wish you could find somebody. Vice says they don't love their Vajra enough. If this person, if I love their Vajra enough, I can't leave. I just can't leave the Gemara. You can't leave? No problem. I'll send you the right person. I see you're really sincere. So the Chavis of Avas, it has to be the Hainu Shalibam Umatspunam, their heart, their real inner consciousness. Yisav Eilav, Yishtaike, Gliyais, Lerotzim, Lefanav. All they want to do is be Lerotzim, Lerotzim. It's not even stop, I just want to learn. I learn because it's nice. I shouldn't be a sip coffee. I want to know your Rotzim. I want to learn to understand your Rotzim. I want to be close to your Rotzim. I want to learn to understand the Rotzim Hashem and the Dvar Hashem and the Tyrus Hashem. Velibam, Venavshim, Chodlum, and the Yishtaike, Gliyais, Mazel, Avalav. And then there's only one. You can't tell the person, don't love to eat. Stop eating. Stop loving money. Stop loving guilt. Can't do it. It's impossible. I can't stop eating. Stop loving luxuries. You have to substitute. Substitution, substitution, substitution. You have to substitute with something that he loves even more. So everyone likes comfort. But if a guy hops a mishagas that he wants to have do the transcontinental trek through darkest Africa. So a guy hops a mishagas decides he has to be the first person to make, it wasn't done yet, the transcontinental trek through Africa. It took him a year and a half. Unreal. the most dangerous places, crocodiles, serpents, snakes, goo, ooze, mosquitoes, disease, malaria, schmutz, dangers, in the cup, 18 months, the guy's going through with his Ubangi porters together, and they're going through the deepest, darkest Africa, just last year, the transcontinental, did it. Felech, Shula, what'd you do this for? Because he's obsessed with this goal that he has to do the transcontinental thing. Everyone loves comfort and safety and security. Well, you can substitute his obsession with accomplishing this thing. He was so obsessed that comfort, security, the things that normal people want, shelter, food, it was health, everything. Batl mevutl. I am obsessed with this transcontinental trip. Got to do it. So if a person comes obsessed with their Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'avosa tishget tomit, v'avosa ayelas ahovim v'yalas chayim, v'avosa tishket tomit, if we're meshugge for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then what other people think is so important, all this, how do you live like this? How do you live with, how much money do you have in the bank? Do you have an IRA? Do you have a good retirement? No. What? Do you have a portfolio? No. Do you have some real estate? No. I can't believe it. How do you live like this? How do you live like this? How do you? I don't know. I have no problem. Fine. I'm with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I love that. I don't even think about these things. The future. Where's time to do this? I'm enjoying it right now. You go. Yeah. So in the middle of the chas, the guy's enjoying. His mama's dancing with his chas. He's dancing with his son. The chas big simcha, and the life insurance agent taps him back. Do you have life insurance policy? Hello. I want to sell you a policy right now. You know, I got to think about the future. I think it's. I missed out in the middle of the chasna. I'm dancing with the biggest simcha of my life. I'm dancing with my son at my chasna. I waited many years for the simcha. He's telling me, I have a good piece of real estate. It's a great deal. I'm telling you, it's Mamash Gavaltik. It's at ground zero. We're rebuilding, you know, the world trade. This is a big opportunity right next to ground zero. I'm dancing with my son's chasna. I gave you offer me the biggest sea in the ganze Welt. You know, sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. I wouldn't buy it tonight. Even the Brooklyn Bridge, I wouldn't buy. Ich halte mit ganz mein Sohn der Hasen gewartet, so ich will ja. Do you know how my son, he was sick in the hospital, and he was almost half dead, and he was trying some ace, I'm dancing, my son's the biggest simple, he put me in Irish guy, get out of here. So he is mishtoikik, I'm out mit Davin, I'm mit Davin, and it's come to Rana Machshav in mit Davin, not someone comes over, but Chutz would come to always come over here. In the middle of Davin, he's off an idea, how to make some money today. So I leave the davening going, let me think, oh, what an idea, wow. That is an idea to make some money. Whoa, let me think about this. Hashem, hold it, 1 second. Davening, wait for 5. What do you mean? Azad Yishmak, Azad Regis Hashem. Who has room to even think of anything else during davening? No, that's it from a person, Mishtaikik. So a person is Mishtaikik for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be Lerata. I love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want Hashem to love me. I can't do it. I have a very... very acute sense of awareness that I'm standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So I want to look good for the Rebbeinu. I don't want to think ill of me. He won't think very well of me. If I'm talking to him and I'm davening with that brand, suddenly my machshava comes, I make money, and I turn my love away. I betray God. I have another mistress. I have an affair on the side. I commit adultery against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That instead of loving him, I tell him I love him. Oh, yeah, halu, b'shmei meroyim, halu, b'shmei shemayim. Ay, Shela Vekitar, ay, Hashem, I love you so much, halu, shmei shemayim, ay, 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 and then suddenly comes the Machshava, I love money. Well, Hashem said, where'd you go? What happened to you? You ran away. What happened? You were professing your love to me, and you're talking to me, but Azab ran, suddenly, what? Where'd your mind go? Where'd you disappear to? Hello? Oh, you have a new friend. You have a new lover. You love this story about money, success. Zagabenched. Nice knowing you. So a person says, I can't let this thought dwell in my mind. Hashem will reject me. If I jilt the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem will jilt me. I can't do that. And I want the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to help me. And be ma'amitz koichi. I'm asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this sounds big. It sounds a little bit much. I'm asking you, Hashem, that I want to be obsessed with you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want my mind to be transfixed on my love for you. But I know it's very hard, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I know there's a lot of distractions. I know it's by the verse, Hashem, hey, look about Sheva, please help me, stay on this madrega. Right now, Mama's davening with the Gevaltige Bren, Mama's saying, till him with the Gevaltige Bren, I'm learning with the Zagishmak, I'm learning with the Zamin, even it's a Gieta Zoygishmak to learn, but Hashem, I know it's not gonna hold up, I know it's not gonna, on my own, I can't, I can't sustain this, Rabbi. I can't sustain it. Hashem Sach Betach Rabbi. When I'm holding there, I said, please help me sustain it. Help me go a little further. Help me hold on a little more. Help me hold on a little more. Rabbi, help me a little bit more. Oh, yeah, Hashem, let me be, to do the mitzvahs that I know I have to want to do better. I want to do better. I know I have to check my mezuzahs. I haven't checked my mezuzahs in a long time, Rabbi Shalom. I haven't checked my tzitzis. I need some new tzitzis, a filthy tzitzis I'm wearing. I always thought I'm going to go to the, I can't get the tufis. I have time to do everything else. I have time to finish New York Times today. I have no time to buy myself a new pair of tzitzis. I have no time to go and check the mezuzahs. I want to do the episode mitzvah mezuzah. It just hangs there. All you got to do is just hangs around. All I got to do is, I don't got to do anything. Just call up the cipher to come to my house and check it. All I go is give him a check. A check up and a check. He does a check up, I just give him a check. What is the revolver rate that's in mezuzah? I just want him to have their mezuzah. Hashem, the Satan does let me do it. The Satan does let me do it, Rabbi Shalom. Please, Rabbi Shalom, help me do it. Help me do the mitzvah that you want. I should be ratzon lefanecha. And then when Hashem is I'm zeichel, I finally did call the cipher, and I finally get in the check my mezuzahs, and I finally am mekayim the mitzvah of any other mitzvah I wanted to do. And I say, hey, Hashem, thank you for giving me the strength to pick up the phone finally. What's the big deal? To pick up a phone. Hey, it is a big deal. Because the truth of the matter is that whenever you pick up the phone to do a mitzvah, you get into a wrestling match with a sumo wrestler. A big fat zetzer, big monster, 500-pound sumo wrestler is trying to wrestle the phone out of your hand, and his name is Yetzirah. Don't call up that mezuzah, you're busy today. You have to go to chasna. It's a yosef, a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Of course you have to go to chasna. Brooklyn was, it's not the day yet. Then look in your calendar. 3 weeks from now you'll have time to call up the tzayfer. It's just there, your kavanos for this. You gotta go, you gotta do this. It's not the day because he's in your house. How can you trust him alone? The house is a very dangerous person. So if you know, he might rob your whole house. You're gonna leave him alone. Leave the shiks alone all the time. The tower of your kitchen, that's fine. But you can't leave the tzayfer in your house. Because shiki, you know already. You know the shiksa, you know it too well. But the shiksa, you can leave the house all the time with your children, that's fine. But I can't leave the sober in the house. I don't want to leave him alone, you know, he knows what happened. Yeah, I won't be. I trust him, but he might have locked the door up. Okay, next week we'll call the safe. I'm not going to check my film this week. I'm not going to check my zoo this week. Forget about it. Never mind. So every time you want to do a mitzvah, you get into a big rat. Who's telling you these crazy mishigasim? Who's is the sumo wrestler? It's called the Samuel. Sumoyel. He's a big sumo wrestler. Samuel. It's Osama Maves. Osama. And he's fighting with you to take the receiver out of your hand. He doesn't want you to make that call to check your tzitzis and check your tefillin, check your mezuzah, and check yourself. And once you finally do make the call, though, hey, look at my shepherd, thank you so much to give me the koyach to finally make this call. It was a big deal to make a call. I make calls the whole day. But the call to do the mitzvah does kenechdish. The call for the mitzvah I can't do. Call for the mitzvah I can't do. Someone says, maybe do help me out a little bit. I'm going to try and collect for tzedakah. You know, the biggest mitzvah is to not just give tzedakah. Help me out. Can you make a few phone calls for me from somebody? Maybe call up some of your friends to collect. Huh? What? I should call my friends up. Why not? You call your friends for every other Irish guy. You call your friends and you invite them to your chasna. And you invite your friends to a bar mitzvah. So why can't you call your friends to do a mitzvah of tzedakah? Help me out. I need some help. I'm collecting. I need some help. You collect. Help me out. I don't do those things. I'm a little embarrassed. I don't want to impose them. You don't like to impose them. But you kept them waiting an hour and a half by your daughter's chasna between the chuppah and the photography. You imposed on them for an hour and a half. You imposed them to go travel to your chuppahsville to go to your chasna. It was an hour and a half back and forth. That you didn't mind. And if it was in Los Angeles, you didn't mind telling them, please take a plane. I would love to have you the chasna. If it was Toronto, you didn't mind imposing them to go to Toronto for you. You can't impose on them to do a mitzvah. What? Only rabbis do those kind of things. Rabbis make phone calls. I don't make phone calls. Why not? I'm giving you a chance to do a mitzvah. Why not? Because the Yetzer wants you to do it. And the Yetzer gives you 15 reasons. I don't do those kind of things. I'm not comfortable. No, you're not comfortable. Get comfortable. So what? It's not comfortable traveling to the heat to go to a chasna. It's not comfortable there. Nothing's comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. So, you kids, every time a person says, I find to do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah you never did before. You know, it's not me. And you're suddenly, it is me. I can do it. I can collect tzedakah. I can do it. I can do it. I can daven with the bomb. You know, I can shuckle. I can raise my voice like daven. I don't look at the city like a zombie. I can. It's not me, Rabbi. I'm not ostentatious. Except when it comes to your David Kingsley furniture. But I don't be ostentatious in my davening. I daven very quiet. I sit in my corner. I mind my own business. So it comes down, I just look at this city. I don't make any noise. I don't make any waves. I make noise. So I'm so quiet, Rabbi. It comes from my humility.
So I just look at the Siddur.
Who am I adopting anyway, Rabbi?
So I just look at the Siddur. Dream about the Siddur.
Now we got to change our ways. We got a whole new sense of who we are. So if the prince finally sucked up his mouth in davening, and maybe give a shuckle in davening, and maybe psavarmkeit, and I don't dance by Kiddush Levana. But the Rama says you dance. Well, that's too ostentatious. I don't dance. That's not me. That's Hasidic. I know the Rama was a Chassid. The Rama was a Chassid. Now the Rama was pre-Hasidic. The Rama was in the 1500s. He was before Rabbi Israel Baal Shem. Two centuries earlier. The Rama says just to dance by Kiddush Levana as if you by a Chasna. That's not some Hasidic minhag invented by some. There's no some Hasidic Rebbe. As if some nobody. But I don't dance. I don't dance. I'm not a dancer. It's a tanzer. Become a dancer. Make yourself over. You know? That's what you gotta become. A yid is a tanzer. A yid is a singer. A yid is a davener. A yid is a shrier. A yid is aggressive. A yid is a baltzadoka. A yid does a lot of things you don't know. You don't, you're not a self-actualized person. You're all dormant. You're a dead doorknob. That's what you are. You're a dead doorknob. You have to squeeze something new out of yourself. Make a mensch out of yourself. Make a yid out of yourself. You don't be a frozen piece of meat in the freezer. Get yourself out of the freezer and thaw out and become a human being and become a varmi yid already. So a person finally managed to warm himself up. Advas, a little meltdown. Thank you, Rebbeinu, for giving me the opportunity to melt down and become epis, a better person, a warmer, a real person, a living person. Thank you for giving me a little energy, Rebbeinu. I was such a dead doorknob, heilig abashev. Thank you for putting some life into my cold, frozen veins over here. And you brought me back to life from the morgue I was in. I was in a self-imposed morgue and frozen cryogenics. Oh, now Hashem gives you a set of chazavah. Hashem gives you, for the bechir alein of the chazavah, the fact that you chose to desire the Rebbeinu Shalom, and desire to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom with the Anskite and the Lebedekite, that itself is a schus. That's a schus. Das ist Stadlus. This is a Stadlus. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you schar in it. You have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving you the energy. But if a person has all kinds of plans, but he doesn't do it, the Hashem is upset. So you have to ask Hashem forgiveness. If a real relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, if you really, really mean it, that the Rebbeinu Shalom and you are close, then if you had in mind to do a mitzvah and you never got around to it, you promise yourself this time I will do it, but you didn't do it. So you have to have shoulder, but just don't ignore the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm sorry, Rebbeinu Shalom. I didn't do it again. I failed again. I didn't come to davening on time. I didn't daven mincha with a minyan. I didn't daven in shacharis with a minyan. I didn't daven like a mensch. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And I didn't help out somebody. I was supposed to help them. I didn't do it. I was selfish. And I wasn't considerate to my wife again. I was what I usually was, the usual monster that I am. And I didn't help her, and I was inconsiderate, and but I gave her a lot of praise. She gave one nice comment 4 weeks ago, that's Michael everything. It's not Michael everything. You have to be nice 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You have to be mentioned all the time to everybody. And if you don't do it, you have to ask, you don't just only ask your wife Mechila. You have to ask her bunch of Mechila. You have to Mechava, you won't do it again. And you have to ask Hashem for siyat and shmai that you shouldn't fall again. And the truth of the matter is that sometimes a chait is a present for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Believe it or not, once you did the sin, it actually is not that it's a present, but you can turn it into a great ally that if you're regretful enough that I did this chait and I'm so embarrassed that I did it again, I feel so lousy that I did it again. So the bitterness, don't let loose of that bitterness. Don't try to alleviate it and allay it. Feel the bitterness. Keep the bitterness in your mouth for a long time. Oh, you have to be humble, you know. The reason I'm such a Balgaiva to my wife and to my children, to my friends and everybody, is because I'm a Balgaiva. And now I see how I failed, and I failed again. Why should I be a Balgaiva? Who am I anyway? And this poor yid, this schnook over here, looks like such a schlamazel. He doesn't do the various I do. I know the various I do. I know how much I'm nichshel. So why should I be such a Balgaiva? Oh, you have to keep this humility. If I attack a person, takes a sin, a chet, seriously, oy vey, if you shouldn't forget it, should cherish the feeling that they have a chet, you can turn it into something good. But I say, oh, now I see, such a low life that I am, such a low, how could I do this? Aver Hashem is so good to me, and I betrayed the Rebbeinu Shalom. How could I do such a betrayal of Hashem? He says, bitter mayo. And you should preserve that bitterness. I should go, and that's the way to the tshuva, without bitterness and disappointment. We disappointed in ourselves that we could betray the Rebbeinu Shalom of the Chet, that we should be so disappointed in ourselves. I feel so low, like state, it was one, like a mouse in tachas, like a mouse, like a rat caught in a, sack, like a rat caught in a mouse trap, in a rat trap. That's what we see with nichshol nechet. I feel like a low rat caught in the trap. It was been like a rat in the trap. But instead of that, when we feel bitter of ourselves, we decide, a mouse, I'll go visit Mickey Mouse in Disney World. Make myself feel good about it. No problem. A mouse not so bad. Mickey's doing very well. I'll laugh niggas up if Mickey has. No problem. So we transform our, instead of, I don't want to feel bad. It's not good for me to feel bad. I'm going to make myself happy. I'll go take a drink. I'll go eat something. I'll go have some fun. We want to get rid of, perish the thought that I should feel of his bitterness. No. Feel the bitterness. Feel the disappointment. Recognize you betrayed the Ribbono Shel Olam. Recognize you messed up your relationship. I make a determination never to do it again. Never again to disappoint myself and disappoint the Ribbono Shel Olam. These, said the Chavos Levavos, are some of the simanim of a person who really has Avas Hashem, Emes Avas Hashem. Or Vaish Rizayim to it.